ready for us.
Hello and welcome to the Sleeper Wire Show draft shorts of the 2021 off season. I'm your host, Matthew Brunin. You can find me at SportsFanaticMB on Twitter. In today's draft prep, we will be discussing running back Jamar Jefferson out of Oregon State. Coming into college, he was a three-star running back in the 2018 class. He received 10 offers from top schools such as Utah, Colorado, Colorado State, Oregon State, which is the team he eventually landed on, choosing the Oregon State Beavers. He ended up finishing his high school career with over 2,000 rushing yards, 2,065, 20 rushing touchdowns on 381 carries. He had 232 receiving yards on 34 catches and 2 receiving touchdowns. Going into his freshman season at Oregon State, he was not expected to start, as they had incumbent starter there, Artavius Pierce, who was an upperclassman and looked to be the guy moving forward. He, however, suffered an injury which forced Jamar Jefferson into action in the third game of the season. He did play in all 12 games, making the 9 starts as he was moved up. He was named a freshman All-American by The Athletic, ESPN, USA Today, and the FWAA and 24/7 Sports. He set the Oregon State true freshman rushing record with 1,380 yards and averaged 5.8 yards per rush on the 239 carries. In those 9 starts, he tallied 7 games with over 100 yards rushing and ended up winning the Pac-12 Freshman Offensive Player of the Year and was a Pac-12 honorable mention as well. Moving into his sophomore season, many people were hoping to see him succeed and continue to grow. He played in 9 games, making just 6 starts. However, he suffered an injury that was said to be an ankle injury. However, for most of you who follow college know that college teams and universities do not have to release any kind of injury reports to the public. So while we don't know the injury issue or what was actually going on with him, he did miss some time. And when he came back, he ended up in a timeshare with Artavius Pierce. Still carried the ball 142 times for 685 yards and 8 touchdowns. Caught 9 passes for 85 yards and 2 touchdowns as well. In his last matchup against Washington State, he did score a 39-yard pass, which was the longest reception of his career. He ended the season with 20 carries, 81 yards, and a score against Oregon, and did end up on the Doak Walker Award watch list, the best running back award in the country. Going into his junior year, much like the Big Ten and other Pac-12 players, he wasn't sure if he was actually going to get a chance to play. With COVID ravaging the country, Pac-12 decided they were not going to play football and eventually came around and decided to play in late November. He played and started in all 6 games that Oregon State was able to play and won an Associated Press Co-Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Year, the AP Coaches All-Pac-12 First Team, and he was a Doak Walker Award semifinalist, though he did not end up winning the game. He ended up winning a Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week on November 23rd and November 30th, the first Oregon State back-to-back selection since Jacquizz Rodgers back in 2008, and he was named a Paul Hornung Award Honor Roll on November 30th, which is an award for the most versatile player in all of college football. In his first 4 games for the Oregon State Beavers in 2020, he came out and rushed for over 100 yards, and one of those going for over 200 against Oregon in his rivalry game, where he actually set a rivalry record with 226 yards on 29 carries and 2 touchdowns in the win over Oregon. He scored on an 82-yard rush in the first quarter, the longest run of his career, was named a Pac-12 Offensive Player of the Week for that effort. He did as well finish with 67 yards on 9 catches on the season, proving that he is a third down back. He finished the season with 858 rushing yards on 133 carries, averaging 6.5 yards per rush, second in the Pac-12 in overall rush yards with 858. 8 in points per game was 7, and 3rd in all-purpose yards, 159.5 per game. Jamar Jefferson came out in a 2020 season and wanted to prove all of his doubters what he could do, and he definitely did that. So highlighting some of his career highlights here, in 27 games, he made 21 starts, ranked fifth all-time at Oregon State with 2,923 rushing yards. Is fifth with 15 100-yard rushing efforts and also fifth with 27 rushing touchdowns. And he finished, most importantly, with all of those awards, ending up on the Doak Walker semifinalist list in 2019 and 2020. And in his 2020 season, again, shortened season with just six games, ended up getting honored by being put on the College Football Performance Awards National Performer of the Year watch list. Coming into the NFL at 5'10", 217, let's talk about what he does good. For me, when I'm scouting the running back position, there's two things that I tend to look for. That's vision and footwork. And for me, that is paramount in being successful at the NFL level. And my goodness, does Jamar Jefferson do both of those very well. His vision, he runs with incredible vision. He easily sees cutback lanes and shows agility and footwork to get there. As soon as he sees the hole, he bursts through. And his vision allows him to hit those and break those long runs. His footwork and lateral agility make him excellent when it comes to jump cuts and to avoid penetrating defenders in the backfield. He excels in the short area due to his lateral mobility and agility overall. He also has demonstrated the ability to turn potential tackles for loss into long runs due to his ability to create. That comes into on a stat that I have the loss no gain percentage of 13% this year, which is third best in this class, meaning that only on 13% of his runs this season did he run for no gain or a loss, meaning he is getting positive yards on almost every single run. His elusiveness, he demonstrates the footwork and agility to avoid penetrating defenders. However, he doesn't have a lot of wiggle and looseness in him, and especially out in space. He does run with the football with good instincts, and that does help him make the first tackler miss, though. Receiver, he demonstrates good ability on passing downs. He can effectively cut and pass pro, and he's also shown the ability to get out in a route and makes and has sufficient hands to catch the football and get upfield. Contact balance, you will see on film, he shows moments of great contact balance where he runs with a strong base, which helps him absorb the contact and progress upfield, but he has been on occasion brought down by the first defender. So what are the things that he needs to improve on? He doesn't always run with good discipline. Seemingly because he knows he can create something from nothing, it allows him to get cut back and create big plays. At times, he doesn't take what is blocked for him. He tries to get to the outside or maybe hit that cutback lane that isn't there. Instead of just taking the 3 to 4 yard gain, he tends to try and go for that big play, and it doesn't always work out for him. Again, this may not be a player that will develop into a workhorse back at the next level. I, though, disagree with that. I think he is durable and has the right size speed combination to be able to get there. But as I mentioned earlier, he's not always been great at absorbing contact and does get brought down by the first defender. That could help him though, moving into the NFL, working with these NFL teams. Jefferson is an all-around running back who does have some great traits moving into the NFL. When I scout running back, as I mentioned, I look for vision and lateral speed, and Jefferson is one of the best in this class in both. His ability to make one cut and run is effective in gaining positive yards. With no real certainty on the combine or pro days, this could hurt Jamar Jefferson some, but I do believe he has an all-around skill set that is very intriguing. I believe he is a running back who will end up as a starter for a team if he ends up being drafted by one and should be a steal in rookie drafts. Draft capital is the hardest thing to narrow down with running backs, as the NFL seemingly devalued them. I think at best, he's probably going to be somewhere in the 3rd to 5th round range. He is my 4th best running back in this class behind Najee Harris, Javonte Williams, and Travis Etienne. I think his best scenario would be to be a 3rd round pick, late 3rd or early 4th round pick. Some of the landing spots picking around that range, the New York Jets, the Pittsburgh Steelers, Houston Texans, Chicago Bears, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Atlanta Falcons, Seattle Seahawks, and the San Francisco 49ers. I think the best two spots for him to land would be the Atlanta Falcons and the Seattle Seahawks. Atlanta, with the way that they use their running backs now, with Arthur Smith being there as the head coach in the running game and passing game, fits both of Jamar Jefferson's strengths to a T. And then obviously Seattle with their run-first approach, I think could be great there as well. Them likely not re-signing Chris Carson at this point. I think he is a better running back than Rashard Penny, DJ Dallas, Travis Homer, Alex Collins, all those guys on their roster, I believe he is better than. That completes my Sleeper Wire draft short for the 2021 offseason on running back Jamar Jefferson out of Oregon State. Thank you guys so much for listening, and have yourselves a great day.